Life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Yeshua. It is about Him, not us. Not in part, but all life is in my Son. In Him is eternal life by the power of my Holy Spirit. Only He holds the keys unto eternal life. By my divine will and my decree. He sits at the throne to my right. There is great purpose in His sovereignty. He has been given full dominion and is Lord over all. Who shall be king if not my Son? As it is written in the volume of the Word, so it shall be done and completed through Him. He alone is the way. He that is the Alpha and Omega, He that was with me before the beginning, be ye followers of the way. The way is my Son, saith our Father in heaven. If you have felt Him, you have felt the touch of the Father. If you have seen Him, you have seen the Father. If you have heard Him, you have heard the Father. He and they are one. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are the us we seek and look for. They are that which we long for, our belonging and our identity. This, their table of unity, has been set before us. Father God's loving hand sets all things good before us. He sits above us and above all things. His hand is at work in all things seen and unseen. Our path, purpose, and our dwelling is in and with Him and in His hand alone. Our Father extends His loving arms with His endless love abounding toward us. Our rightful place awaits us. His desire is rightful, righteous, good and perfect, to be one with them, to belong where we are welcomed, with such an immeasurable, endless love and life eternal, is truly the desire of the Father for us from the beginning. And He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Let us partake of the feast prepared at the table for us. Let us dine with our Creator, our Father. Let us partake of the heavenly manna. Let us be fed the food of life. Give us life, O Lord. Give us all that we need, for You alone know our needs perfectly. As we know not our own needs, we need You, O Lord. Give us Your love everlasting for our parched, love-starved hearts. We love and need You so very much, O Lord. Bring us closer to You. Bring us home, O mighty Father. Show us how we can bless You. Show us how to walk with You together as one. Show us what it will take and what we must give up. Faith and trust go hand in hand. Patience and perseverance go hand in hand. Hold my hand, and you will have these things, saith your Lord to you, His children. Our hand in His in ours, He in us, and us in Him. His body, the true body of Christ, everlasting. We seek the true unity in Christ Jesus, in Yeshua. We seek the same joy as was set before your Son, by you, O Heavenly Father, as He completed your work on the cross for us to fulfill your good and pleasing will toward us, your children. Show us what you see, what you want, what you desire, and what you are so deserving of, my Lord. Just ask, O Lord, that we might know and do your holy will on earth as it is in heaven. We have not asked nor truly seeked and heard your voice from on high. Who shall separate us from the love of the Father? If He is for us, who shall be against us? For to be against us would be to be against the holy, high will of the Father, the holy God of Israel. First and foremost, we are to glorify the Father in all that we do and all that we say and in every member of our bodies. The Lord saith, curiosity born of impatience and a lack of my wisdom is your door to Satan's false dominion, his false reign in the earth. You see not how subtly you follow him by your flesh. Why do you give him power in your choices and in your lives? Your lives are and are to be mine, and mine alone. I have paid the price in full. Yes, I speak to all of you. Believers, non-believers, Jews and Gentiles alike, ye are children of the Father. There are those that worship in the synagogue of Satan. There are many, and you know not the depths to which you, my people, have sunk. You know no safe harbor, nor peace, nor rest. Your selfish motives and selfish decisions yield your vessel, that which is to be my vessel, unto the kingdom of darkness. I ask you, where do you worship? Are you under my dominion and my reign? Or are you worshiping someone or something other than me and exalting them above me? Look closely at your lives. I say, look at your life, not the lives of others. What others do does not justify what you do in my sight. You justify your lives lived by what is acceptable to and in the world. You have set and follow new standards steeped in compromise. I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I say those that do not know me are not under my dominion, as they have not submitted unto my sovereignty. I say those that are not under my dominion are worshiping a false god, are serving a false god, the god of the flesh. Your idols are plentiful and abundant, yet you reap not plentifully or abundantly in your lives. Remember what the people of the past who worshiped idols met with. I tell you these things that you might see the truth and the error of your ways. The path is not wise for you to follow, the path you have chosen, the path you have chosen over my narrow path. Know that your ways are not my ways. Seek me, and I will show you my holy ways, as I am the high priest and the way. Seek me for my perfect wisdom. I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I have controlled all of your yesterdays. I control your todays. I will control all of your tomorrows. Be not fools and deceive yourselves regarding your control. I allow all that happens in your life for my good purposes. Nothing I do is wasted, yet you understand not these things. Why? Because you seek me not. It is so simple, yet so difficult for you. Your complexities do not and will not outweigh the simplicity in all I do, and I do all. Be ye not deceived. Do you think that you have risen above the world in which you dwell? Or do you live a life of compromise and denials? There is no compromise in my kingdom. As the Father's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, so I will do away with your many compromises, lies, and false realities. I will do away with the kingdom of darkness and all that abideth in it. I will shake the foundation which is weak. I will pommel the works of Satan into dust. I will not walk or return into what is now your world. I will overcome. I will be victorious. I will and shall return. I prepare you and your world for my coming. There is only reverence, praise, and worship by and in the Holy Spirit of our Father. This is where I reside. This is where I dwell. I invite you to dwell with me. I have much to show you that you have not seen. I have much to tell you that you have not heard. Give me your eyes. Give me your ears. Do this, and I say, you will see and you will hear. Give me your will of the flesh. Give me your thoughts of the flesh. I will take them captive. But you first must take these things captive and not serve them within yourself. I will give you the riches of the Holy Spirit of my Father in exchange for your poverty. I have much to offer you. I have much to give you. I am the true giver of all things good. People, 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 do not take our God in heaven lightly. Life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Yeshua. It is about him, not us. The Lord saith, I have said through my brother and vessel John, ye cannot repent enough, yet you ask me not what you should repent of in your own life, nor do you ask me your responsibility by choice in your life, nor do you ask me your debt before me under the law and the breaking of the law in your life. You wish not to see the depths of your sin. You run and hide into the darkness. I say, come and hide in the safety of my light. I am the only safe harbor. As you fear your sin, so you fear me and my mercy, born of my everlasting love for you from your beginning. Remember that I forgive you, for you know not what you do. I also forgive those things that you do and know that you do that are against me and my kingdom. Remember that what you do unto the least of my brethren, you do unto me. Does this bring to mind any areas requiring repentance in your life? take an honest look. And if you see not, ask me to show you what I have seen and what I see. You know not and see not my love, my caring, my nurturing for you. You trust not in all that I am and all that I offer freely. Without my truth, you know not the depths of your afflictions, your sin, or the choices you have made against me, your God, your Father, your Creator in heaven. You know not forgiveness as you know not repentance. How can you know forgiveness if you have not first sought me at my mercy seat? How can you show compassion and kindness for those that sin against you and against me if you know not my mercy, my forgiveness first? My revelation and my truth give you the understanding you need in order to repent humbly in the knowledge, the awareness of your sins, and to seek and to be forgiven. My mercy is eternal. My mercies are anew every day. Only through your own forgiveness by me can you see others as I have seen you. Only then can your forgiveness towards others be true and heartfelt and real. Let not your forgiveness be empty nor meaningless. Let your forgiveness be like mine, not just words that do not last. Know that you must seek first your own forgiveness. Then you can forgive others as I have forgiven you. Then you will ask me to forgive them, for they know not what they have done to you. For you knew not what you did, and they likewise knew not what they were and are doing. Have I not said, ye without sin cast the first stone? In this I ask that you cast no stones of unrighteous judgments. Seek me first in all matters of your heart, before believing that you can see into the hearts of others. I know the hearts of all. I know all. I see that which is unseen. People, 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 do not take our God in heaven lightly. Life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Yeshua. It is about him, not us. Revelation is his time alone, as it is written. Our understanding comes only by his revelation. The word of the Lord is the will of the Lord. He bestows the gift of repentance according to the Father's will, the Father's timing, and his divine plan. The Lord saith, demand not repentance of my children that I know perfectly, for they may not have yet received my gift to them of repentance. Only I can lift the veil from my children that they have pulled over their own eyes. Only I can deliver my people unto our Father. Assume not my role, my holy right, for you cannot and you will not. I am Lord alone. I am Lord with dominion over all that has been given me by the Father. He has given me all. Have you given me all of you? The Holy Son is the living fulfillment of the Father's desires that are timeless. Only the Lord brings his own to repentance in his time, by his authority, by his power, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Man cannot force man to repent. Man cannot grant shortcuts short of coming before the seat of mercy, the mercy of the Father, which is an extension of his love. Only the Lord can bring man to repentance. He that is our lampstand grants grace according to the perfect execution of the Father's will and the exact plan of the Father. Remember that his grace is unmerited favor towards us, sinners. We do not treat him as Creator, Father, and God over all our being. I say it is far better to be with him, truly for him, and with his merited favor. If we ask not, we know not the good and pleasing will of the Father. Thus we glorify him not. We glorify and adorn ourselves in the pride of believing we serve he whom we do not fervently seek to know, hear, and please. People, 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 do not take our God in heaven lightly. Life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Yeshua. It is about him, not us. The Lord saith, my grace has allowed for your denial of sin. I have allowed your denial of my truth in your blindness. I say it is now time for you to see, and there will be no choice in this matter. I lift the veil of darkness that you might see the truth. I and my grace will no longer dwell among you, steeped in sin, abominations, and iniquities. Grace and my name are no longer to be a warm, secure blanket that covers you in your sin and in your darkness, under which to continue in your evil ways. My age of grace is coming to a close. I say this as I am God. Take heed and know that I speak only truth. Without my gift of grace, your unmerited favor from me, you will have the choice to come to me or to walk alone. When I remove my lampstand from your midst, you will know that which you have taken for granted at that very moment and in your lives. And some will not realize, many will not realize, that I have removed my lampstand from the churches. As I remove myself from your presence, you will feel lost and very alone, and you will realize how much you've taken for granted. Alone with your worldly knowledge, alone with your many assumptions, alone with your selfishness, alone in your very own flesh, undeniably alone in your very own flesh. You know not, nor can imagine life without my grace, my favor. You will say, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Your deliverance from your world will rely solely and is solely by my spirit, according to my will. I am Lord alone. I am Lord over all things. The sacrifice I ask of you will be a living one on your part, a living continuous sacrifice of your ways, your flesh on my altar in exchange for my ways. I am the way. Know that I am here now. Know that if you knock, I will answer. Know that you will not be forsaken. Know that I am here now, and know that I will knock upon your door. Know that you will not be forsaken. I say, waste not time, for the time is near. I declare the year of my coming. Hear what my spirit is saying to you. Fear not, my children, for I come to gather my lost sheep. I will tend to them perfectly, and to those given me by the Father. Thus, by my Spirit, I will guide you in all of your ways. I will teach you how and whom to care for by the will of our Father. But first, you must receive our love and our caring for you. I will replace your reckless wandering with a path of righteousness in me that is perfect for you and will serve my holy and sacred purposes. Have I not said I will remove the lampstands? Thus I will remove myself, leaving you in the world alone in your darkness. Know that my love for you will remain faithful, awaiting your humble call, your knock, and your reverent and humble return toward me. Know that you return to the Father only through me. I am the way. Through the gifts of my truth, my revelation, and my teachings, you will find peace and the narrow path. My teachings are not taking place in the earth. My true gospel unto life eternal is not living within you. Remember, through your repentance and my forgiveness, by my mercy, you will be set free and you will be prosperous. And to be free in me is to be free indeed. I offer you the riches stored in heaven. I offer you my inheritance, and your inheritance is in me. I seek to bless abundantly. I am the funnel of provision. I am the spring of living water. I am the deep well that knows no end. I am that I am. I am here. Surely you do not believe that I will rapture you out ahead of this, my time of testing, the time of the world's tribulation. Will I selectively hold back my rod and staff? My correction is comforting. Comfort comes by the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit of the Father. My discipline is kind, loving, and compassionate. You are children made by the hand of our Father. Thus your needs for care, for nurturing, and for all things has been entrusted to me, and to me alone. The gifts and blessings I bestow are of this unconditional love that is perfect in our Father. You have been given unto me, me alone, I say. You cannot serve two masters. I am the true and almighty master over all of creation, from the beginning, before the beginning, now and forevermore. Verily, 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 I say that there are no shortcuts to the kingdom of heaven. I hold the keys to the kingdom of light. I hold the keys to life eternal. It is far better that I know you, better that you are certain that I know you. Come on to me. I call you now as I am the voice of your shepherd. And I am the way. There is no other way. People, 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 do not take our God in heaven lightly. Life is in Christ Jesus. Life is in Yeshua. It is about him. not us. The Lord saith, Sin born of the flesh dwelleth among you, likened to the rodents that run to hide when my light enters a dark room. I am entering the room, your world. I am the light of the world, and my light cometh. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I come to separate out my church, my true body, from a worldly state of mind rooted in the flesh, called my gospel. The flesh knows no gratitude. The flesh knows no reverence. The flesh knows no good thing. The flesh knows only fear, doubt, and limitation. The flesh acts and chooses within you and among you. The flesh sees only what is undone and what is lacking. The flesh has overlooked all that I have done by my grace. Do not call the things you do holy, for you are not holy. Do not say, you do what you do in my name, for you speak not for me. You have not heard me, and nor do you serve me and my holy purposes. The flesh does not know me. The flesh cannot see all that I have done, all that I do, and all that I seek to do. The flesh does not trust. It only distrusts. The flesh has no wisdom, no knowledge, and no understanding of the precious heavenly things, sacred things. The flesh knows not the sacred things of our Father. The flesh understands not the favor of the Father. He that looks beyond your sinfulness, knowing what you need, where you are headed, and that you do not know what you do. There are two wills, one that is of the flesh, and one that is of the Holy Spirit. There is but one will unto life eternal. The will of the flesh leads unto destruction and death. It hears only what it wants to hear, not hearing me, nor hearing me clearly. Impatience with me, your guiding light, leads you to choose and to follow the voice of your own desires, a voice that can even sound as though it were my voice, as though your flesh were God. You even say, your desires, your actions in blindness were my voice, and of my directing. Look at the true fruit of your lives, then you will know if you have served me and if you have heard my voice. My grace has been a gift, not an excuse, for your unrepentant and continued sin against me, my Father, His Spirit, and the kingdom of heaven. The will of the Holy Spirit is the living will of the Father. I am the living will and the living covenant of our Father. The Father breaks no promises. The Father has never broken promises to His people. It is the breath of His desire, His Holy Spirit, which fulfills all of His desires. He that knew before the beginning, rise above and overcome in me, your Lord. Remember that it is by my Spirit and by my Spirit alone. Truthfully, you have not overcome, nor have you risen by the work of your hands or by might. You cannot rise nor overcome in these your ways. Look, the evidence of this truth encompasses you. It is all around you. Seek to overcome by the power of my resurrection, the true power of my Spirit and the Spirit of the Father's Holy Spirit that breathes life into the dead. And I say, that you are dead. Where will you appropriate your will? With whom will you align your will? I give you the freedom to choose. Now I give you the revelation of my truth, that you may choose wisely. Have I not said, all things shall be revealed? All things shall be revealed by my will through my Son. I am the light, the way, and the life. I am the living covenant for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am Lord alone. I am Lord over all things. I am your harbor of life. I am your harbor of peace. I am your harbor of rest. I am the only safe harbor. Only I can keep you in peace and rest. I am your refuge, your safe hiding place. I am the only safe harbor from your stormy seas. I am he that can part the sea. Run to me. Run into my light and know that life can be so much more, and that life can be eternal. No longer try to guide your own ship. Surely you see that this does not work for you, nor for others in the world you live in. I invite you to join me. Let me do the driving, the guiding, for I am the light eternal. I am the holy path eternal. I am the direction. I am the director. I will point the way. I will light the way. I will walk with you. You will not be alone. I will lead the way. Follow me in my footsteps. Follow me humbly, bowing in all of yourselves. Let our footsteps be one. Pick up your crosses and follow me. Be the living sacrifice I ask you to be. The Holy Spirit will put to death your sinful flesh. The Holy Spirit of the Father is more than able to resurrect you unto life eternal, as surely as I live eternal. A new beginning is here for you. A place you can belong is here for you. Your true identity can be shown you. Your true identity can be restored. Your true identity that evades you awaits you. I await your coming. Have reverence for him that is the living covenant. Have reverence in him, in your new life, and in all of your ways. Have reverence for Christ Jesus, for Yeshua. It is about him, not us. It is about his will, not our own selfish, useless, misaligned will. We know not his will unless we bow silently before him in humility, in expectation of his perfection. Let us gather before him, he that is holy. Let us sing his praises. We know not the patience he has for us, even when we are faithless. Be patient in your patience, for his patience is steadfast, immovable towards us. Let us be the same towards him. His love for us is immovable, unshakable, solid, and unwavering. Be still and know that he is God. Do nothing without truly hearing his voice. Learn to hear only his voice. Wait upon the Lord, for surely he will speak. No longer trust nor listen to the voice of your will, which can be louder than the holy will of the Lord. Remember, the Lord is lowly of heart. Remember, he speaks softly at times, louder at other times. Say no to your will. Make it your reasonable service to wait upon the will of the Lord. Be reverent of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. Be obedient to the will of the Lord. Say unto he that is Lord, yes to his holy will. I will not move unless you move me, O Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Guide me in all matters, in all my ways, O Holy One. May all things of our hearts be one with the true desires of his heart. The Lord saith, as a child reborn in me by the power of our Father's most holy Spirit, I will take your hand and teach you how to walk. Have reverence for us, for our Father, for his Holy Spirit, and for me, his Son. Place your faith and trust in us. We know you perfectly. We have the answers to all of your questions, both spoken and unspoken. We are all that you need. I am the gift of hope, life, and perseverance. I am the Lamb whose blood was shed that you might find your righteousness, your true identity, and your true purpose in me and through me. I call you by day, and I call you by night, yet you do not hear. You do not listen. I hear not your call to me, a call that should rise above your selfish desires, thoughts, visions, and actions. If you knew my will, surely you would not act in this way. Hear what my Spirit, my Comforter, is saying to you. You call these thoughts, visions, and walks of the flesh your calling when you know me not. Surely you call unto yourself by your own will and the will of others. Beware that you are falsely granting yourself privileges. Know that trust and privileges are granted only by me, your Lord of Lords, your King of Kings. I am he that knew you before the beginning. I am the Alpha and Omega, Lord over all my creation. How we perceive is how we live or how we die. What we believe is how we live or how we die. Godly understanding and wisdom will keep us from perishing. The Lord said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Life and death are in our tongues. Our future lies in what we believe, what we have come to believe, and what we speak, and what we have spoken. The Lord saith, I say, speak life. What you say speaks either life or speaks destruction over you, over your beloved ones, over those around you, and over the world in which you live. He gives us his knowledge that we not perish. He gives us his knowledge that we not lead others to perish. There is but one leader, and it is in Christ Jesus, and it is in Yeshua.